Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. We are in Chavis Halvavis, Perek Dalid. Page Shinun Vav. Okay. Birshus. We're in the middle of the classic discussion. Chavis Halvavis's position on the classic discussion of why is the reward of Olam Haba not described in the Torah. So we've already seen, meanwhile, three reasons. Number one is that you cannot describe the reward of Olam Haba to a body. Yes, Rabbi, Yashar Koach, just a minute. We are not in the reality of being able to appreciate Olam Haba. The neshama is meant with the capacity to experience Olam Haba. The body is completely not in the parsha, and therefore it can't be described to the body. Number two, which is kind of, we already saw him kind of tying in these two elements, is that Olam Haba actually was knowledge of Olam Haba, awareness of Olam Haba was extant among the Jewish people basically from time beginning through the Nevi'im, who, as we discussed, actually experienced it to an extent. And everybody knew about it. Number three was that Hashem relates to a person at his level. And therefore, the Torah talks in terms of material rewards because that's where you start. You start with material rewards that people can appreciate in the here and now. As they grow, as their understanding becomes more refined and sophisticated, they can then move on to appreciate the concept of Olam Haba. And he gave for that the mashal of the child. You cannot tell him, tell him to go to school because of the benefits of education. You have to tell him to go to school in order to get a toy car at the end of the week. And you let him grow into an appreciation of what it's really about. Okay. Now we move on to another little piece here. And this is a very interesting piece, a novel piece. And I still don't know how it answers the question, but there's important information here. Mayhem, reason number four is, a person's good deeds do not warrant Olam Haba in their own merit. Meaning, it isn't so that it should be a natural consequence. Rather, after a person's lives the right way, a person does the right thing, there are another two things that are required in order for a person to earn Olam Haba. Ha'echad. Number one is, she'yere b'nei ha'odom avoidas ha'bore yis'ale. That a person should instruct others to serve Hashem properly. You should train them to do the right thing. Like it says in the Pasuk, those who bring the public toward righteousness, bro, those who bring the many toward righteousness, meaning they're instructing them, they're improving them, they will shine like the stars forever. The Omar, in another Pasuk says, to those who admonish, those who instruct, it will be good. Very good blessing will come unto them. So he's making an interesting point there. He's saying that the truth is that in order for a person to be worthy of Olam Haba, besides his own good deeds, he also has to have the merit of improving others, of instructing others, of being a teacher. So how does that work for most of us? I'll just note a little poignant anecdote that I had. I was one time talking with Rav Malinowitz in the Beis Medrash, and I was expressing to him how I sometimes feel like I began teaching a little too early, a little prematurely. And I said, like, I feel like there's more of my own growth that I need to accomplish, that, like, I seem to have jumped the stage. So he took me by the hand and pulled me up and pulled me over to this pasuk that we just read is on one of the signs. I think it's on the Parnas Hayom sign in the Beis Medrash, the daily sponsor sign in the Beis Medrash. This pasuk that says, that those who bring merit to the public will shine like the stars forever. So he took me by the hand and he took me over to that sign and he pointed at that and he said, that's your answer. And he referred to this Chavis Alvavis that says that it's a whole different dimension of schar. But does that mean that, okay, you have to actually start teaching? So let's understand that in our own homes, we are all instructing and we are all teaching in our homes. Note that when Hashem talks about Avram before the Bris, when Hashem talks about Avram, about why he so endears Avram Avinu, why he so cherishes Avram Avinu, he says, "Ki yedativ," because I know. That he is going to instruct his home and his family after him to follow the path of righteousness, to follow the way of Hashem. This is what made Avraham Avinu so dear to Hashem. So we have this zchus. We have this zchus in our homes. Even if you're not raising young children anymore, we are influencing the people around us in our lives. And we're providing examples for the people around us in our lives. And we have to realize that that element of not just my own personal growth, but the osmosis, conferring it onto others, moving it onto others, is a major, call it a whole added dimension to a person's being worthy of Schar and Olam Haba. Now, so he says, Kasha yiskabetz lamishtado, when a person who is trying to live right, is trying to do right, when he gathers together, gmul hatzdakasoy, el gmul tzidkasoy, when he adds his influence on others to do the right thing, along with his own personal righteousness, along with his own emuna, along with his own work on his midas, that actually makes a person deserving of Olam Haba. Meaning, he's telling us again that keeping mitzvahs, your own personal growth, doesn't necessarily make you deserving. Now, we'll see in a moment. You get Olam Haba anyways. We'll see that in a moment. But he's talking now in terms of being deserving. You get it, as we'll say momentarily, due to Hashem's generosity. But can a person say that he's actually deserving? The Chavetz Chaim says that a person who's influencing others, he is actually deserving. I don't know what the source for this is. I don't know what the pshat in this is. But this is, Chavetz Chaim is laying down a fundamental here, a principle that as far as we're concerned, it has a very, very prestigious source, the Chavetz Chaim. That whereas, as we'll see momentarily, a person's own personal mitzvahs don't make him deserving. They just make him a recipient of Hashem's generosity. We'll explain that momentarily. Once a person is actually influencing others, he moves into the class of those who are deserving of Hashem's reward. Like I said, I can't explain it. I can just say what is. So that is one thing that's needed to make a person truly deserving of Olam Haba. Now, it has to be explained. We'll see more momentarily. Hasheni, reason number two is that what earns a person Olam Haba is Chesed me Elokim unedava v'toiva. It's simply Hashem's goodness and Hashem's generosity. Like it says in the pasuk. Now we're going to see something of a paradox. Ulecha Hashem Chesed, Hashem, you are doing Chesed. Because you pay each person according to his act. So it's a little bit strange. What are we saying here? What we're saying here is that by giving each person, by paying each person for his efforts, you're doing chesed. Now, if an employer gives his employee pay at the end of the week, is he doing chesed? It's a kind of a contradiction in terms to say that by paying people for what they did, you're doing chesed. What does that mean? So the Chavos HaBavli Sefer says something that we really need to be very, very aware of. Why is it so? Person spends his life doing mitzvahs. Why is he not deserving of reward? Why are we saying that? No, you spend your life doing mitzvahs and then you get it due to Hashem's generosity. So, the reason for this is, do not make the mistake of thinking that your mitzvahs really make you deserving of Olam Haba. Why? Because if everything that you did, if you did mitzvahs kechol hayom, like the sand of the sea, lo yeshokol b'toyva achas min toyves habor yisbarach alav b'olam hazeh, you still could not measure up to the benefits, even a fraction of the benefits that you get from Hashem in this world. So he's saying, you did a lot of mitzvahs. That is a partial payment to Hashem for everything you've been receiving in your life. It's all you can do to spend your entire life doing mitzvahs to try to keep up with the debt that you're accumulating all the time. I'll give you an interesting example of this. Now, of course, this really requires having internalized the lessons of the Chavos HaBavli Sefer up till now. A person who hasn't learned to really sense all the chesed that he's getting from Hashem in his life won't know what we're talking about here. What do I get from Hashem already? I suffer for Hashem in this world in order to be rewarded in the next world. No. You have to start learning to sense all the Torah that's going on with you all the time. Refer back to Shara B'china. We're not going to repeat that all now. We learned it in detail. But that itself is an avoid. It's to start becoming aware. And once you do, you realize that you just can't keep up with the rate of chesed that Hashem is showering down on you. You're trying to pay for it in mitzvahs. You can't keep up. I'll give you one example. Chazal tell us that for every neshima, for every breath that a person takes, chayiv lomar halel. You have to say halel for every breath that you take. Now, if you know what a breath is, it's not so exaggerated. A breath is quite a complex business. There's a whole system of absorbing the oxygen that comes in and catching the waste that comes in, right? You have a mucus lining in your nose and in your throat to purify the air as it comes in. Any dust gets caught there, so that the air goes in pure. And then it gets absorbed in the lungs. The lungs have an immense space of absorption. Rabbi Saif, we will end here. I'm sorry, I forgot that on Wednesday we tried to end earlier. We'll end now. Kol Tov, Rabbi Saif.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chodesh Tov.
That everybody just
stove, Rabbi.
Exit the meeting yourself. I'm not going to end the meeting so that the meeting can then continue straight into the Rav's Shir. I apologize for ending late.
Chodesh Tov.